It's just gone 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the 14th of July. This is day one. And I've spent the last hour in the hospital ward with Beth, waiting for things to happen. We made the executive decision to, if you like, play the system. Not so much play it, I guess, as make the best of the situation by going up there for the planned 7 o'clock start, even though there was no guarantee of a bed, so that at 7:30, if nobody had seen us by that point, we could ring the admissions people to find out whether there was a bed for us. And if there was, obviously we'd be there already. I rang the admissions people at 7:30. It was engaged for the best part of 5 minutes, and then from thence we got no answer. Fortunately, there was a doctor hanging about who I managed to harass a little bit, and he said, well, if she's on the list, we'll sort something out. So she's had her pre-flight check. That's the medical kind of blood pressure, tick boxes and things. She's been talked through the operation and filled in the consent form. So I've just come back to where we're staying to pick up the bags, and I'll be going back there shortly to sort of make a little nest there for a little while. The operation, as far as we can see, is going to be happening at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be 2 to 3 hours, though of course it may be a little more depending on complications. And from thence, it will be a few days stay in hospital. So that's what we've got to look forward to. From now until then, it's five hours. Beth's obviously not going to be able to have anything to eat. I'll just be keeping her company. I'll probably have my work phone on, because, or at least get in contact with my boss to find out what he wants me to do. But for now, I think the day's begun, and we do what we do so well when we're dealing with the NHS, and just wait. More from me later on, I think. Speak to you later.